In July, we said Pittsburgh carried the loudest regression profile in the division, a 7-3 one-score record and a +11 turnover margin, both engines graded least repeatable in our data, and had replaced the one man with a 19-season record of outrunning that math. The charting question underneath: what happens when the league's most protected quarterback stops being protected, given that Rodgers' gap between his clean and pressured play was among the widest in football? Camp has staged that question in miniature, twice. The protected version showed up first. Steelers Depot's hand charting through the first 7 practices at La Trobe, the only cumulative count of this camp, had Rodgers without an interception, with Alex Cazorra's site noting Mike McCarthy is reacquainting him with an offense Rodgers himself described at the spring install as stuff that we used to run. The connection the whole roster plan depends on has receipts in that charting. DK Metcalf has caught 21 of 29 targets with 2 touchdowns, far and away the team lead, and the beat's texture matches the numbers. The notorious poor route runner reputation showing up nowhere, with Christopher Carter's practice threads logging a 20-yard dig and a 4th-and-14 conversion behind Robert Spears Jennings after a penalty wiped a Roman Wilson touchdown. Metcalf's own confidence tour ran through the Pat McAfee show. Whatever we put out there on the field, I think is going to be the best. Then Saturday night, the annual Under the Lights practice, opened with the other version. Rodgers' first pass of the team period was a pick 6 to Jamel Dean. A to Z Sports observations had the offense starting rough all around, including a botched exchange between Will Howard and center Lou Nichols. Before the session swung late, Rodgers found Metcalf for a one-handed contested grab over Asante Samuel Jr. in 7-on-7 that was the highlight of the night, and Brooke Pryor's ESPN recap noted a Rodgers to Metcalf deep shot, broken up to force 4th down in the 2-minute drill. One pick 6 on a first snap is worth exactly 1 snap of evidence. But in August, where the same quarterback produces a 7-practice clean sheet and a first throw disaster, is a fair miniature of the July file, protected. Rodgers is fine, and the margin for anything else is thin. What camp cannot show, by design, is the pressured version, because nobody is allowed to hit him. That test waits for September, which is where the preview left it too. The rest of the camp evidence is confirmation of things we priced. The backfield committee is real and nearly even. Depot's charting has Jaylen Warren at 17 carries and Rico Dowdle at 14, with Caleb Johnson and others splitting scraps. Exactly the 2-winner, 1-football arrangement the preview described. Robert Tonyan, the McCarthy-era reunion signing, has quietly caught 11 of 12 targets, and Pat Freiermuth 11 of 13, which in a McCarthy quick game reads like a plan. Roman Wilson has consolidated the 3rd receiver job by the beat's consensus despite a modest 9 of 19 catch line. And the sloppiness theme is real enough that the beat named a midweek practice for it. Penalties and operational mistakes on install days, which is the ordinary tax of 2 new play callers at once. The undercard with actual stakes, the backup quarterback job. Will Howard stole Saturday night per A to Z Sports. The loudest ovation of the earlier stadium week was already his, on a seam strike to Max Herleman per the team's website. While rookie third-rounder Drew Aller's night ended on a 4th-down incompletion in the end zone after a 38-yard back shoulder to A.T. Perry kept a drive alive. Behind a 42-year-old on a farewell tour, QB2 in Pittsburgh is not a trivia answer. It's a contingency plan getting auditioned weekly. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged. The regression bill the preview itemized can't be paid or forgiven in August. No camp practice touches a 1-score record or a turnover margin. What camp could show, it has. The reunion offense functioning in its protected form, the Metcalf connection real, the committee and the coordinators as advertised, and one first snap reminder of how the whole thing looks when a throw goes wrong. 7-9 wins, exactly where we left it. What would change it? Nothing checkable moved this week, so the watch items carry over with one addition: how the first team offense handles Thursday's preseason opener against Green Bay's new pressure-happy defense. The closest thing to a live rush test Rodgers will see before September. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.